We're beginning our first class in the Sheiltos. The Sheiltos, the Meiri tells us, was written by Rav Chai Gaon for a son of his that I guess wasn't exactly up to par. So he wanted his son to learn something. So he wrote his son this work, summarizing different sugiyot from the Talmud. And in this work, he basically arranged the topics based on the parshiot, finding a connection to the parsha. Sometimes it's a loose connection, sometimes it's a clear connection. But each parsha has a few of the sheiltos. It's interesting that the sheiltos somehow got into the Medrash Tanchuma. As you learn Medrash Tanchuma, every few paragraphs you have a sheilto there, which makes you wonder what's going on here. Who was Rav Chai Gaon? Tosfos and Ksubos and other places brings a machlokes rishonim, whether Rav Chai Gaon was so early as the generation of the Rabbanon Savoroi, when the Gemara says, Parich Rav Chai, is that Rav Chai from the Sheoltos? Did he make it into the Gemara? Did the Rabbanon Savoroi even include his opinion into the Gemara? So Tosfos doesn't like that. But there are opinions that say, yes, Rav Chai in the Gemara is Rav Chai Gaon, that his opinion was stuck into the Gemara. One of the beautiful things about learning Sheiltos is the order in which the Sheiltos is written. Meaning when you open a Gemara, the Gemara does not usually give you the basics you need to know. The Gemara throws you into a sugya and assumes that this is the oral law you're going to learn from a Rebbe who's going to put together the other sugyas that you need to know in order to learn that sugya. The Sheiltos is the exact opposite. The Sheiltos is all about building blocks. Meaning he tells you, okay, this is the basic halacha. But what we have to verify is what happens in a circumstance like this. Now that we've verified this, we could verify the next level of intricacy. And the Sheiltos is formulated in this fashion where he repeatedly sets things up and then goes deeper and then deeper and then deeper. And that's why the yeshiva guys like calling it the Bram Sefer. Because every other paragraph begins with Bram. Although, we have to verify what would be in the following circumstance. Bram means, yes, I've just explained to you a simple scenario, now we have to verify a more complex scenario. And that's, you'll see every other paragraph begins with the word Bram. That's how the Sheiltos is built, which makes it very convenient, very interesting learning. It's also very interesting because he finds very interesting connections to the parsha. Sometimes you hit a parsha where you ask yourself, what's there to talk about on this parsha? You open up the Sheiltos and you have a very interesting topic. The difficulty in learning Sheiltos is that at first glance, the Sheiltos didn't tell you anything new. He just rearranged the Gemara. But if you look more deeply, you suddenly see that in the Sheiltos' arrangement of the Gemara, there's great genius, and he is actually giving ruling between different differing opinions in the Talmud, not only in his bottom line at the end of a sugya, but even in the way he sets up the sugyot, he is really giving halachic ruling. But that takes a very discerning eye. Sometimes he adds one letter to the way he quotes a Gemara, and that one letter is his halachic ruling. But you have to really know that sugya in order to discern where did he tell me a chiddush here. So that's where the Netziv did a work of genius, his work around the Sheiltos, where he points out, he sets you up, he gives you the whole sugya, the backdrop to the scene, and then he says, now you see, the Sheiltos worded it this way to give ruling. One of the phenomenal things that the Netziv tells us in his commentary, and this is going to be a recurring point throughout the Netziv's commentary, is that there are pieces of Talmud that we lost over the years. And that's a mahalach. This is a way of understanding that the Netziv maintains throughout the Sheiltos. He will sometimes say, the Sheiltos over here quotes a Gemara that seems like our Gemara. But look at the differences. And those differences are caused when the Sheiltos had another version or he had another text he was quoting from. Mm-hmm. So this is a big theme that's a running theme throughout the Netziv's commentary. We will see as we go through the Netziv, we will encounter all of this. The Netziv was the giant of his time in Volozhin. He was the Rebbe of Rav Kook Zatzal. He was the Rosh Hashiva of Volozhin. He was the one who ultimately shut down Volozhin. the Netziv was a super, super genius, tremendous scholar of all areas of Torah. He wrote his commentaries specifically on the more far-out works, which no one ever touched. Aside from his responsa and his commentary on Shas, he wrote on the Medrash HaHalacha and on the Shiltos, and of course his commentary on Torah. And his work is a brilliant, brilliant work of genius. Like all geniuses, he doesn't stop and tell you, hey, I'm about to tell you a tremendous chiddush. He just writes it out, and it's up to you to know enough to discern that he's telling you big chiddushim. We will generally miss his chiddushim. We will generally just take him at face value. If you had someone who knew more achronim, they would probably be able to tell you, you see, that line is a huge chiddush, and that line is a huge chiddush. To me, everything he says is still a chiddush. I don't know enough to point out all his big chiddushim. With time, hopefully we'll all grow and be able to see it together. But you will see right away that the Netziv had on his fingertips the Rishonim and the depths of Sugiyot on a level that really requires genius. And that's how he views the Shiltas as he learns it. That's how he notices the differences. So we will begin first by reading through the Shiltas on a simplistic level, just to see what did Rabbi Chai Gaon tell us on a surface level. And then we'll start re-exploring it with the Netziv. So we begin in Bereishis, the first Shilta.